The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Well, we're joined now by Kieran Christie, who is the General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Kieran, why are you balloting your members about possible industrial action?
Good evening, Matt. On Saturday, the ASTI Central Executive Committee met, and it was a very difficult meeting, and a lot of the issues that are prevalent in many schools around the country came to the fore. As time is going on, we're discovering that the physical distancing regime in schools is, to the extent that it's there at all, is not being adhered to. There are schools where PPE is available, but maybe not available to the extent that it should be. There have been a number of incidents in schools throughout the country where students or staff have been identified as having had to go home and are COVID positive, and there's a dearth of information within the schools in relation to the management of those cases, and the fact that people have been in their company and nothing has happened or they're expected to continue. The testing and testing turnaround times and so on are an issue, and most especially our high-risk teachers, people who have high-risk conditions attending schools in large overcrowded classrooms, is a major problem.
How much of this was anticipated?
Well, I suppose, you know, our members went back to school in good faith. We want the schools open and we're determined to keep them open. But there must be changes, and these changes must happen in short order.
Okay, what do you want? Explain to us what you want.
Well, for instance, we want a serial testing. We want the testing situation sorted out. And
In what way?
Well, the time for turnaround and the speed of getting a test needs to improve and needs to be available at short notice. And secondly, you know, we're continually listening to experts, reputable experts on the television, on the radio, and on a daily basis, saying that, for instance, if one student has to go home and they've tested positive, then the whole class should be tested. And that's not happening. And we'd like a clear explanation as to why the likes of that is not happening. You know, there are issues around that can certainly be dealt with a bit of goodwill on the management side in relation to the provision of masks and so on for students and teachers. It seems to me that the issues around the redefinition of a close contact need to be clearly worked upon and dealt with on a careful basis, because the level of uncertainty, Matt, you'd probably be aware of the case last week that was widely reported, where several teachers in a school, their app beeped that they had been in contact with a close contact. Now, I would ask you, Matt, if that happened to you, you would expect them that you'd be in isolation and that you would get tested. But they were told to go back to school and continue with work. The app apparently made a mistake, which it's bizarre that this is so nonchalantly stated to teachers and expected to go back to work. And, you know, I don't think that would happen in your workplace or mine indeed.
Tell us a little bit about the PPE being available. If all the students are expected to wear masks, are teachers wearing masks? And do you have perspex screens at the desks that teachers normally sit behind to provide a barrier between the teacher and the rest of the class?
Well, on the perspex issue, I specifically wrote to HPSC asking why they had not recommended for perspex to be placed around the adults in particular desk, because you know, there's a difference between students and adults in terms of the capacity to spread the virus and infect and so on, apparently. And I haven't got a satisfactory answer in relation to why that was never recommended. Now, some schools have done it and some have not. But, you know, we asked that it would be done, and we asked for a meeting for explanations around these questions, and it has been denied, unfortunately.
Okay, and then tell us a little about this industrial action. Could it involve strike?
Well, it could, but unfortunately that's the nature of industrial action. But it would be a last resort. Obviously, we want to get the issues sorted out. And, you know, we have cajoled and we've asked and we've written and we've asked for meetings. And as I say, in the case of the HPSE, they're even refusing to meet us. So we're left with no alternative but to up the ante and say, listen, we ballot our members. And unless these very important changes are introduced, we will be taking industrial action.
OK, but do you think is that appropriate at a time of national crisis?
Well, we'd prefer not to be there, but unfortunately, as I've said, you know, we've tried explaining, we've written the letters, we've sought the meetings, and unfortunately, we're still in a situation where there's a lot of anxiety and distress right across the school communities because of the necessity to make strong interventions, the like of which I've been describing, and they're not being made.
OK, Michael McLaughlin from Youth Work Ireland, what do you make of all this?
Well, it's quite worrying. I think, in fairness, there are plenty of issues that everyone has, teachers and healthcare workers, and they've all been under immense pressure, and that's perfectly fair. I think people should be able to pursue those issues, but I think talk of industrial relations or strikes does put a lot of fear into people. I mean, young people themselves have been under huge pressure, and the research shows that they've really suffered under this whole pandemic, you know, more so than everyone else. We have the old exam system, although we came through it in the end, and teachers did great work there too. I just feel that there must be a better way of resolving this, that the normal industrial relations machinery would take precedent, and that you know, there could be specific measures done for COVID, for healthcare workers and for teachers and everyone who's under pressure, rather than, you know, ratcheting up the pressure, which I think seems to be happening in certain sectors at the moment.
And what other sectors would you have in mind?
Well, just I was wondering, was this the only area? I do see there are some tensions, and obviously in the healthcare field as well. So look, everyone understands public sector workers and people. Everyone's under pressure. We're all under pressure, I suppose. Let's start from that viewpoint. So how do we resolve disputes? How do we resolve problems? I think everyone hopes, and I think the unions hope too, that we could do it in a constructive manner. And, you know, people have to make their grievances known. But I just think that talk of strike action particularly would put a lot of young people feeling very, very nervous at the moment, given what they've been through recently.
And, Kieran Christie, maybe their parents as well. I mean, given that the absence of children from school has been a major issue for many families, the possibility that school could be denied to children, not because of COVID-19, but because of a strike by teachers. How do you think that would go down with the public?
Well, I don't disagree with much of what Michael has said there, but unfortunately, you know, we want to keep schools open and we want to keep them COVID secure. And the kind of measures that we're looking for are the kind of measures that are required in order to do that. And to enable teachers and students to go to school on a daily basis in comfort, in the sense that they're not worrying that the stops are not being pulled out in relation to the school reopening and the possibility of picking COVID up.
And Kieran, just one other thing just to clarify, there's no other issues involved here, are there, with the potential for strike? I mean, I know there's been long-running disputes in relation to teacher pay, particularly for post-2012 appointees. That's not in any way linked in with this, is it?
Well, yes, it is. We certainly have issues there around equal pay that have been ongoing. I've been on your programme many times before.
But you're not linking in the possibility of strike now with that, are you?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the CEC met on Saturday, and we're consulting by way of a ballot with our members around all these questions.
So does that mean that you might use maybe the government's weakness at this time and then try and actually use it as an opportunity to solve issues that hadn't been solved in previous years by way of a strike threat?
Well, one of the things we have observed is that there's been an element on the part of the government of what you might call crisis opportunism, in that, you know, several of our members in several schools went back to find that work practices that have changed dramatically under the guise of the
crisis. So what sort of work practices? Because I think that's something that people have found in so many jobs. Yeah, work practices have changed out of necessity. What are you particularly objecting to?
Well, I agree that some of the practices have changed of necessity, but in addition to that, for instance, mandatory training that has always been done during working hours has been pushed aside and people are expected to do it in their own time. There's been substantial changes in many schools in relation to the timetabling arrangements and so on. So we want to get down in discussion with the department around those questions as well.
And there's the potential for strike because timetables have changed and things like that. I mean, isn't that actually all throughout Irish life for those people who are still in jobs, that actually is the type of thing that has happened because of necessity?
Yes, I acknowledge that, you know, the classrooms that our members return to are radically different places, and many of the changes are out of necessity. What we've identified, though, is that in some instances, the Department of Education has seized upon the opportunity to move on matters that they've been trying to move on for some years in terms of training and so on, and that's not acceptable.
Thank you very much, Kieran Christie of the ASTI, Michael McLaughlin from Youth Work Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.